We have just, this is the third of three Mishnahs in a row talking about which kind of shofar you should use in situations. In Gimel we were talking about the shofar that you use in Rosh Hashanah, and there the Tana said you should use a pashat, a straight shofar, not a curved one. Then in Dalet we said, we talked about the halachas of what shofar you should use on a tinus, on a this public declared panic day, calamity day, oh, panic's not the right word, a day of prayer, and there's a mitzvah to blow shofar. There's a mitzvah to midrabban and to blow shofar, the dorises with the trumpets. And there we said it's good to use, the right thing to use is the kafuf, is the bent horn. So now Mishnah Hay is going to go talk about the third time where we have a mitzvah blowing. This is the mitzvah dorisa. It's the mitzvah to blow on the yovel. Just a bit of background. Yeah, the pasuk says v'havarta shofar. Trua b'chodesh hashvi, you're going to bring a shofar for blowing on the seventh month. V'esha l'chodesh, on the tenth of the month. B'yom ha-kippurim, ta'aviru shofar b'chol artachem. You should carry out the shofar throughout all of your lands. Pasuk in Bahar, v'yikra. So that's the mitzvah d'orais, that's to blow shofar on Yom Kippur of the Yovel year. Okay? The point of that tekiah is to herald that the lands are going back, the ancestral lands are going back to their original owners, and that the Avadim, the Jewish slaves, revert back to freedom, even if they opted to be a slave La'olam, even the Olam ends, forever ends at Yovel. So, this is interesting, it says the Darshan word, B'chol Artzachem, in all your lands, that the mitzvah, even though it starts out with the Beis Din being Tokeya, really, every yachid, every individual has a mitzvah to blow shofar on Yovel. We never did a Yovel, so therefore we aren't used to it, but that's a mitzvah d'oraisa, to blow the shofar, like Rosh Hashanah. And if you don't blow it, you're mevatel mitzvah sase, each individual, like shofar. Okay. So our mission is going to basically say that the dinim are the same between tekiah shofar and Rosh Hashanah and tekiah shofar and Yovel. That's the point of the Mishnah, and it'll be the same in two ways. The Mishnah will say it's both in terms of the tekiah, that means like what you blow and how you blow and the blowing like a Rosh Hashanah blowing, and also in terms of the brachas. The brachas you say like the nine blessings Shmoneh Esrei we say with that mentions Machliyah, Shofros, and Zichronos. That is going to be the same also on the Yovel. That's the story. So the Mishnah says now inside, Shava ha-Yovel Rosh Hashanah letekia v'lebrachos. The way in which you... No, the Yovel blowing, the Yovel Shofar Mitzvah, let's call it that, is the same as the Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah, both in terms of tekia, that means what makes for kosher shofar, and what kind of shofar you should use ideally, and the blast themselves. Vila brachos, and the brachos will be the same also. The Gemara points out there is slight differences in the nusach l'tfila, because in the Shmoneh Esrei it says, Zeh yom tchilas ma'asecha, this is the beginning, this day marks the beginning of your work, referring to Rosh Hashanah, which obviously, right, so that obviously doesn't apply to Yovel, so it's not exactly the same.
You're contrasting two
psukkim. No, two psukkim. One of the things we say when we daven in Rosh Hashanah is, like this marks the beginning of the world, the beginning of your tchilas ma'asecha, the beginning of your work. So even though I said the brachas are the same, the Shmoneh Esrei are the same, they're not exactly the same, says the Gemara. Equal. The same. Shaveh, they're equal. Same thing. The word shaveh means equal. Equal. They're equal. They're the same. Shaveh means they're the same. So shaveh, yovel, Rosh Hashanah, let's keep... That's all I have to say. I don't accept questions from Kahati or black men. Really, that's what it means. It means that the, like I said. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda now argues, and actually he's going to be arguing. There's a little subtle here. The Tana Kama held that there's a Gezeira Shava, there's a connection exegetically between the shofar of Rosh Hashanah to the shofar of Yovel, therefore the dinim are the same across the board. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue on two points. First of all, he's going to go back to our Mishnah Gimel, which is what you asked me yesterday. He's going to say that he disagrees and he says that the shofar for Rosh Hashanah should be kafuf, should be bent instead of straight. But he's also arguing on the Gezeira Shava. He's going to say that the halachas of shofar for Rosh Hashanah aren't the same as for Yovel. Therefore, he agrees you could have a straight shofar for the Yovel. So you see, that's subtle. So, and it ironically looks like he's just arguing in one place. What I'm saying, conceptually, he's arguing in two things. He's arguing on, again, I'm just repeating myself, that he says the Rosh Hashanah shofar should be curved instead of straight. And number two, he doesn't draw a direct parallel between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you can have a straight one. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rosh Hashanah, token b'shacharim, you use the ram's horn, which is curved, u'b'yovel b'shel ye'elim. And when it comes to the Yovel, you use the straight one, the straight, you know, wild goat horn. Okay, so, and that's, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and Rosh Hashanah, that we want to have a curved horn. Now, just making cheshbon there, it's going to come out then that when it comes to the tainus, the fast day, everyone has agreed that you should be using a curved one, kafuf. Right? That was Mishnah Dalet. There was no argument there. And it's going to come out then that on the Yovel, everyone's agreeing you use the straight one. The Tanakhama said you use the same as you use in Rosh Hashanah, and Yehuda was straight. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying you use the straight one, Yehelim. So everyone's going to agree you use the straight one. The Machlokas will be what you use on Rosh Hashanah. The Tanakhama back there said the straight one's the way to go, and here the Rabbi Yehuda says the curved one's the way to go. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, use a curved one. Now, everything I said is how it looks and how it reads and everything. The only problem is that the Rambam in Hilchos Shmitas Yovel, when he talks about the halachas of Yovel in the 10th parak there, he says that, like the Tanakhama here said, that the shofar on Yovel is exact same as Rosh Hashanah, which is like not adding up there. Because then it's going to come out, according to Rambam, you have to use a curved one on the Yovel. Okay, so that's a Tzarach Iyan. Like that, okay, that's a kasha you can investigate in your own time. But that's, I just pointed it out to you. Anyways, all this is only Midrabban. In other words, the discussion of curved ones or straight ones, it's only a Midrabban discussion. Everyone agrees Midoraisa, as long as you've got a kosher shofar, like we described yesterday, it's fine, straight or curved. I saw the halacha, by the way, the Ran, I told you yesterday, says you can't use a non-kosher animal as a shofar. It seems that actually that I guess the post can bring down in extreme circumstances, i.e. you have no other choice, you should blow a non-kosher animal's shofar, just you don't make a bracha. Misafik, kind of like that. That's interesting, right? Okay, so that's that. I also discovered, I confirmed, that the horns that we blow, I don't know what the Zachra stuff is yet. I haven't discovered that, confirmed what that stuff is, the soft stuff. But the horns we blow, the shofar, are made out of keratin. It's like the same stuff that fingernails and hair is made out of. As opposed to a keren, these horns that come from other animals, it's like bone. It's bone material, not keratin. That'll be, I guess, like this, if you will. It seems to me that's the biological definition between these two things. That's fine. Okay.